In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, St. Paul gives us exciting news, brothers and sisters. Extremely exciting news. He tells us about hope. He tells us about the longing that we should have within ourselves for the adoption, the redemption of our body. And he explains to us that it has not been completely realized yet. He explains to us that hope is to desire something, not to wish for something, but to desire something that has not come about yet. It will come about in its time. So it is a certainty and a longing. And he speaks of this. And he tells us the whole creation groans and travails in pain because of the cataclysmic event that happened during the fall, where men fell into sin and the disease of sin was propagated throughout the human race. And of course, that happened to the first Adam. But the last Adam fixed that problem and made it so sin no longer would reign over man. And yet, we still see the evidence of sin in this life because we do not see it completely obliterated yet. But the Christian, in his mind's eye, should be able to see that it will be completely obliterated, and we should have that hope within ourselves, but also a groaning, a feeling of pain. A Christian must feel this pain. We live in a world that doesn't like pain. As soon as we have the smallest amount of pain, we want to take a pill for it, or be counseled for it, or have entertainment to take away the idea of it. The Christian welcomes pain, not because we are masochists, but because we love. With love comes pain, because we see those we love in some sort of duress, and the heart goes out and feels pain for those people, and for ourselves, for our loved ones. So, brothers and sisters, you must cultivate within yourselves this groaning. Don't be afraid of it. Of course, if you just have this feeling of how messed up the world is, without feeling the love of God within you, that leads to neurosis and psychosis. We must also have this hope that the Apostle Paul says it in this way. Ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. And then he says, but if we hope for what we see not, because after all, we do not yet see that sin is completely obliterated in us or in anyone else. We still see great injustice in the world. Crime against humanity. So many things that are so painful to watch and also painful to see that there are echoes of these things in ourselves. And sometimes not even echoes, but sometimes loud trumpet sounds. So he says, but if we hope for what we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. And this is the exciting news. Because it will come. And all we need to do is be patient. It's a very difficult virtue, patience. The only way to obtain it is to go through many, many periods of impatience. It's the only way. And as we learn that God is always with us, we become patient. It is a slow process. Certainly not a process for the impatient. Because it will always take time to grow and have patience. But if we have the feeling of God within our hearts, if we are certain and sure that He is with us in all things, then it is easier to be patient. And eventually we will be completely patient. And this is why we can become patient. This is why we can have peace even in a world that is not peaceful. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I seem to quote it all the time, in almost any circumstance. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This gives me great hope, and it should give you great hope too. Your competence is not the issue here. How good you are, how well you can pray, how much you know, how much you can resist your temptations is not the issue. The issue is that the Holy Spirit will help you if you let Him. And you don't even know what to ask for. You don't even know what's right. But the Holy Spirit is within us, and with groanings that cannot be uttered, in a way that language cannot describe, and even our brains cannot understand, our mind, that refined part of our soul, can know. This is great news. This gives me hope. There have been many dark times in my life when I have remembered this. And if you don't know how to pray, then just pray, and God will help you. This is why I give the advice all the time: when we pray for others, just pray that the Lord would have mercy on them, or that you say the Jesus prayer in their name for them. That's all we need to do, because the Holy Spirit knows what they need, and we have no idea what they need. We might think we do, but only God knows. So this should give you great hope, great comfort. It's not up to you to be a great prayer warrior. There's a term from the past for me. You don't have to be a prayer warrior. You just have to believe that the Holy Spirit abides in you, and you have to seek God like a little child would seek its mother. And God will help you. God will provide the competence. He will provide the ability. This is one of the most striking passages of Scripture. In fact, I sense that it will be probably one of our new memory verses, because it's a very important one. The Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What a glorious and wonderful thing it is to be a Christian. May God help us in all things.